The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And we're back at 8 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, May 17, 2023. The Power Mall is now open. If you want to call up and order one of these great, all you got to do is donate more than $100, and we're going to send you a Joyce Riley commemorative coffee mug that says Knowledge is Power. We're talking about knowledge right now because, you know, knowledge increases as the closer we get to the end times. Here's the other thing, too. We got Robert Stanley on the phone with us from last hour, and that apparently has jarred a lot of people. Brady's not the only one I know that has seen UFOs. We know they're there. We're talking about the dark side of AI. And one of the things that during the break just came to mind in conversation with my lovely wife, who was listening to the show, and she says, you know, this is really weird. Since we're talking about a spiritual battle going on right now, AI almost poses a danger to humans that want to believe in God, that they might be, when they engage this, are opening up a portal for their minds to be invaded. That's not fictitious, is it? That could be real.
Yeah, excuse me, Dave. I would have to say yes, unfortunately. As I said, from my own experience, they knew exactly what they were doing and how to take away my hope for myself and humanity. And yet the angels of light, when they intervened, they made it very clear too that they were not manipulating me. They gave me a choice. If you decide to stay, we will do everything we can to help you, which restored my hope. So there's a huge difference between the way that the benevolent and malevolent ones operate. And we need to be discernment, I think is the word. You know, God gave us discernment for a reason, and we need to use that as much as possible and still respect the fact that people have free will. We have to learn from our mistakes. Unfortunately, some of us really have to really learn the hard way. But I understand some people think that the fallen angels aren't here anymore, but I'll tell you what, the word pharmacopoeia or pharmacy, pharmaceuticals, it all goes back to a fallen angel named Pharmaros. That's the Greek way of pronouncing pharmaros, that he is the one that gave us pharmacopoeia or pharmaceuticals. And they're obviously still doing that kind of manipulation. And it is an inversion of God's original blueprint. Clearly, all this nonsense, genetic therapy or gene therapy, come on, that is a satanic inversion of God's blueprint.
I trust, like me, you didn't take the jab.
Okay, we're going to go there, huh? Yeah, no.
But Robert, I'm going to tell you, the reason I'm going there, and I'm glad we're having this frank conversation. The reason I'm going there is because it has driven families apart, because half of them believe what the government said, and half of them believe what God said. And if you talk to God all the time like we do, and you can discern, because you just brought it up about discernment, and it's like, hey, something is not right here. It's God telling you something's not right, and he gives you word of knowledge and word of wisdom. It's part of the nine manifestations of the Spirit. He tells you, look, this is not something you need to be messing with. You need to get away from it and stay away from it, and you need to throw up the defense blockers and just say, hey, I've had it. You know, you all want to capitulate to this garbage. You go right ahead. God gave you free will, and you just brought that up too. God did give us free will, but, you know, I wanted to get your perspective on this based on what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. In fact, I was not aware of your show. It is amazing. Not just you, but the callers, the audiences, we're all part of this extended family in Christ and God. So I appreciate you guys not only inviting me, but helping me realize that you're here. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit freaked out right now because we're talking about really heavy stuff.
God puts you here on this show for a reason right now. This is why we're talking, and this is why our callers are glued to the radios right now. If you want to call up and say hi to Robert, the number is 844-769-2944. We got people all over the United States. We got people in France listening. I mean, we have a very big reach here, and people are chiming in, and we actually pray with people on the radio when they are afflicted. And so this is a thing. We do this because people have needs, and God motivates in so many different ways, and he brought you to the show for a reason, Robert. This is one of them.
Okay, so one of the things I've been doing that I was asked to assist with is that we need to ask for intercession. We need to ask God to send his angels of light to intercede on our behalf in regards to our relationship, as dysfunctional as it is, with the fallen ones. I know that sounds strange, but here's why it's important, is because you just said it, free will. Many people on this planet are still working for or worshiping the fallen ones under false pretenses. So when the angels of light, the benevolent ones, when they show up here in the end times, it's part of what I call a divine reset. Obviously, Jesus is the one that's in charge of it all, but the angels that are loyal to God they have to respect our free will. And because so many of us are still loyal, even to this moment, are loyal to the fallen ones and the system, the satanic system that is in place here, unless we ask for assistance or intervention or intercession. In other words, you give them permission to come and assist us or intercede on our behalf. If we don't do that, it makes it very difficult for them, if not impossible, to fully do what they plan to do, which is to reset this entire planet back to its divine origins.
Yeah, we would love to think that, and this is where the spiritual struggle is coming from, because those who believe understand exactly what you just said. Joe in Arkansas, you're on with Robert Stanley. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to put in my two cents about this business of artificial intelligence. And I think basically what artificial intelligence is the devil's people's way of offering humanity a false way forward. And what I mean by that is, you know, nothing ever stays the same. Everything always changes, either for the worse or for the better. And I think the theory of evolution is backwards. You know, basically humanity has been more degenerating than evolving for the better. And it says in the Bible that Adam and Eve had glorified bodies. You know, they didn't get sick, they didn't get old. You know, they lived eternally in youthful bodies. And then after they fell, you know, we started degenerating more and more, you know, with shorter and shorter lifespans and more prone to disease and weakness and frailty and so on like that. And I think what Jesus came to do, you know, was to demonstrate by his resurrection that we could regenerate back to as good as we had been in the first place. You know, he got that glorified body after his resurrection, you know, not subject to aging or disease or decay or death. And I think he meant to show that we could all attain that, you know, if we would work in the right way to regenerate ourselves. And so, but people are generally extremely lazy about doing anything to regenerate themselves. I think since Jesus' time, people have tended mostly to degenerate more and more and more. And so this is the devil's artificial intelligence, is the devil's people's way of offering us a false way forward. And the true way forward is regeneration back to the glorified body, back to as good as Adam and Eve were. But because people are so lazy about doing that, you know, our artificial intelligence is able to take over.
Yeah, the easy way out, Joe. I know. That's amazing that you would bring that up, because, I mean, it is, like I said, it's a pathway that could be, you know, truly dangerous if we choose to explore it. It's like people playing with a Ouija board. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, you were just asking for an open invitation to come in and mess with your life. Mike in Alaska, you're on with Robert Stanley. Go ahead. Then I'll get Robert's comments after we get done with your conversation. Your go.
morning, David. Good morning, Robert. Yes, I have the answer to AI. Don't believe anything you hear, or don't believe anything you hear or see anywhere on TV, the radio, or the newspaper,
or the internet.
Or the internet. And I don't believe anything, especially our government. America is so evil. It is the great Satan. It is the most evil country on the planet. And also, I wanted to congratulate Putin on taking out the Patriot missile battery. Fantastic. Good job, Mr. Putin.
Oh, my. Didn't they also spread, from what I understood, there was an explosion out there as well that put a bunch of radiation all over the place, including Poland? Yeah, that's crazy. All right. Thanks for your call, Mike.
No,
we appreciate it.
That's depleted uranium. That's our stock. That's our problem. That's what I said. We're wicked. We're pure evil.
Well, I tell you what. This is the thing. We already know that we are fighting a spiritual war. We soon may be faced with fighting a physical war, which is exactly what we were talking about yesterday on the show. And the fact is that what are you going to do when they come for you? Bad boys, you know, all that. You know, what's going to happen when they actually show up at your doorstep and the black SUVs roll up? I mean, we're so used to hearing and seeing all this stuff and living in a police state. We had John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute on the show the other day talking about that. We got another article we're putting out in the email blast that talks about the police state is going to exist whether you like it or not, because this is what evil wants to do. They want to rob you and rip you off. And this is AI is just another means of getting in your head and convincing you to do things like what it did with this guy in Belgium. And I'm really afraid. I think you're onto something, Robert, that if we open this door and we start paying attention to artificial intelligence, we're going to end up in the same situation the guy from Belgium did. What's your take on all this?
It's highly manipulative by design. It takes information from us, and then it regurgitates it to us in a way that's completely devoid of emotion or conscience. And it's all done to it's social engineering at the next level. And which leads us back to the garden, because Joe was really he really touched the nerve when he said that our glorified bodies is another way of saying angelic. And that was that was the original blueprint, and and why did we fall? Oh yeah, it was disobedience. But who tricked us into doing that? That would be the fallen ones, and they're still doing it. Okay, that's why we haven't been able to restore our true format or divinely reset, and that's why God Jesus had to show up here to assist us in the process, because we've been hoodwinked. Seriously hoodwinked by them.
Well, and see, the thing is the hoodwinking, I mean, even Christ when he was here, and I've never seen, and this is another argument for another day, but, you know, I've always looked through the Bible, I've looked through my concordance, I spent 3 years in a ministry, and I could never find the term God the Son anywhere. I found God is spirit, and he that worships him must worship him in spirit and truth, which is John 4:24. But I never actually found anything, any reference in any of the scriptures. And I know they've been manipulated too, because when the adversary starts working through things, they twist the word of God too. And I've always told people, look, you test the word of God. If it comes back positive, it is from God. If you test it and it doesn't come back right, you've been duped. And you need to change. And this is the thing. God gave us free will to do that. And this is one of the reasons why we can reject AI. Now, why they would put Chlamydia Harris in charge of being the AI czar, this is, you know, like the fox guard in the hen house. Nothing is going to come of this. The whole thing is a joke. But now you understand, Robert, this whole thing is in front of Congress. Is this going to be another shift show? We're just a tit-for-tat political theater. They're going to accomplish nothing as far as AI, or are they going to try to regulate it?
I got to tell you about the military aspect is never going to be regulated, because it's for the continuity of government. It supersedes anything. It's extra constitutional, in my opinion. And the Congress is a bit of a farce. It's political theater, in my opinion. Having written two books on Washington, D.C. about the covert activity of UFOs and or whatever you want to call the occupants,
We're talking about Area 51 stuff and everything they've done covered up, and that now some of it's starting to come to light.
The reason that they won't admit, Washington D.C. won't admit that there are extra-dimensional and extraterrestrial spacecraft coming to this planet on a routine basis, specifically into the heart of prohibited and controlled airspace in Washington, D.C., is because they have a covert relationship with those entities. That they don't want to admit it. They are collaborating. They are, in my opinion, traitors to the human race. That's what my books are about, and if people write to me, I'll just send you the PDFs for free. Read it for yourself. There's 800 pages there. I've documented it. Most of the stuff is in the public domain. I don't know why God asked me to do that other than the fact that people need to realize that our government doesn't represent us. I mean, you're starting to see. It's pretty obvious, right, like what's going on at the border. They're not public servants. Those people are not serving us. They don't represent the best interests of our country, and they're sure as hell not, they're not upholding their oath to the Constitution.
No, they're not.
Clearly.
Yeah, and that's clearly all. They
okay,
aren't.
So this is the thing, I'll just be trying to summarize it this way. They have AI systems in the military that will can coordinate and communicate and ultimately enslave everybody if we let it happen. And the reason they use it is because it has no conscience and it can't swear an oath to defend the Constitution from all enemies and foreign and domestic, because it's not, like you said, it's not a person, and it has no conscience and it has no emotions. So it's just going to run the algorithm, the programming to defend continuity government, defend the country at all costs, against like they're saying now. Domestic terrorists.
Yeah, well, they've labeled all of the white people. They can't stop saying white supremacists and domestic terrorists and accuse parents who are trying to do the right thing by their kids. They can't stop from accusing us of being that way. And I'm just kind of like scratching my head going, okay, you watch these people, because the old saying in the word is you shall know them by their fruits. And
right.
You watch these people at the border and they're just standing there literally doing a job to process all these people.
Yes, they're
coming
facilitating
the
crime. They are accessories to the crime, unfortunately.
Yeah. Patrice in Ohio, you're on the phone with Robert Stanley. Go.
Gee, what were we just talking about yesterday? So here's my take on it when I said the geopolitical. Of course it's spiritual, and of course there's things going on. And government certainly doesn't want to admit it, because then they'd have to admit how useless they are and how powerless they are in this whole situation.
Good point.
They'd have to, of course they got to cover it up. They don't want us to be spiritual. They want us to be drones to them. They think they're God.
Well, and this is just the first, Patrice, this is just the first of many things to come that we haven't seen yet, because we haven't seen the signs and wonders of the Antichrist. That has yet to come. And the thing is now we have people, and I appreciate your call, now we have people like Elon Musk, that foresee the idea of having a chip implanted in the brain to connect it to computers. This is where AI is headed, isn't it?
Yeah, and here's the other thing. People don't understand. Most of us have no clue. As I said, I did a deep dive early on in life, but synthetic biology is real. It's available. I mean, the information is already out there. Most people aren't aware of it for whatever reason. So I'm telling you that because Android technology is far more advanced than people realize. And I'm going to posit something here that's probably going to upset people, but it's possible that the Antichrist actually will be an android.
Wow.
I'm not talking about some quirky thing like Disneyland. I'm talking about a really advanced android that you probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference it's a humanoid. It acts and behaves like in a way that we would relate to as something that is truly alive. It isn't.
But the thing is it ties in with everything that Word is saying about in the end times or in the latter days, technology will increase. And this goes along the lines of this.
And Dave, and even the elect will be deceived.
Wow. See, this is heavy. Yep. This is why you got to put on the whole armor of God, folks. This is why we pray without ceasing and put on the whole armor, having done all to stand. This is why we have the Word of God out there, folks.
Wow.
They're going to be distorting our military. Hey, we are. We're the people out here, we're praying all the time, Robert, and this is why we're praying for you and the fact that, you know, the next time you get inspired to write another book, it's going to be that God inspired you to do that. Obviously, you know, these other books, you're offering to let people have copies of it just by emailing you and asking you for a copy of it. We'd love to have it. We can even share these works on the Power Hour for people to actually download and read if you're willing to share it. Because, people need to we need to understand what's going on, folks. There's so many different aspects to this. Robert Stanley's take is just, we're going to have Dr. Jerry Newcomb from D. James Kennedy Ministry on in the next segment here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking about our woke military. I mean, these people do not realize that they are being used, and many of them already have chips implanted in their hands where they're literally wiping them over a scanner, paying for their groceries. I mean, this is some pretty scary stuff that's going on out there, and people are actually falling for it in the name of, oh, yes, I'm here to serve my country. Let's raise my hand. I mean, I served, and I didn't say I wanted a chip in my hand. And this is one of the things they're going to try to convince you to do, are they not?
Yes. It makes me nauseous when they say trust the science. Satanic science? No, thank you. I trust God. You know, I mean, we're really up against it hard. This is no longer a question of just sitting on your hands and watching the show. We're here. We're all on a battlefield, and ignorance is not bliss on a battlefield, my friend. You're going to get captured or killed. Okay, it's a form of spiritual blindness. And no one can afford that. No one can afford that, especially as we go to the final battle is coming. It really is. And this, the way it was presented to me is it's all part of the divine reset that Jesus was sent here to initiate and ultimately complete on our behalf. And I'm sure it's not limited to this world alone, because these fallen ones are obsessed with controlling and contaminating, corrupting everything they can get their hands on. And this is just one of many worlds that they have done this to or are attempting to do it to, and God is not going to permit it. They're not going to be allowed to ultimately destroy this world.
Yeah. AI is like the proverbial Ouija board. It's very similar. I mean, and sometimes it invades without even you having knowledge of it. These kids are on TikTok, and we've got, you know, people in foreign countries that literally are coming across the border here thinking that this is a wonderful place to live. Boy, have they got another guest coming. And this is one of the things they're literally, we're past the point of multiculturalism. I've been convinced by several of our guests that we've had on the show that this multiculturalism is all part of the bigger picture. These people are doomed when they get here. It's just a matter of time before they capitulate and they get caught in everything that is going on that this government has done to try to upset the balance of nature and power and of godliness in this country. And Tim, you're in... Are you in Michigan or Ohio? Where are you? Or Tom? Tom in Ohio. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning. It's been at least 20 years ago. Cisco had a commercial on TV about this kind of scruffy-looking dude walking around in a grocery store and putting stuff in his bag, and he's walking out the front door, and one of the workers comes running up behind him going, "Sir, sir," because he hadn't been through a checkout line or anything, you know. And the worker is going, "Sir, sir, you forgot your receipt." So all the stuff Yeah, he was, you know, everything you went in and picked up was just automatically deducted from your account with no checkout line.
My.
So, you know. And I say, like I say, that's been at least 20 years ago.
So that adds perspective. Yeah, here I thought the story that I had, Tom, you might want to turn your radio down too because I'm hearing talk in the background. The story that I got a long time ago was the bag boy that was in line when the guy from the military came through the checkout line, and the bag boy was bagging his groceries and stuff and getting him ready to go. And this was about the same period of time we were talking about back in the 90s. And when it came time to pay him, the guy just swiped his hand across the scanner and boom, all of a sudden the bill gets paid, totaled up, and the bag boy literally freaked out and ran off. Something he'd never seen before. I mean, this is where this is all headed, right, Robert?
Yes. Yes. Let's back up to the way that they have manipulated it. Obviously, it was more than just an apple that Eve and Adam. They have been giving us stuff like AI, their technology, their science, for a very long time, and we consume it. We are consumers of their products, and that has altered us. It has changed us in ways that is obviously satanic or adversarial towards the original blueprint. So in my opinion, if I had to summarize, I would say that they turned us from angelic to a more animalistic format so that they could manipulate and control us as a slave species. And the next phase is to turn us into cyborg slaves. And that's what the Internet of Things is all about, where it's portable, it's wearable, and then it's injectable. And that's the biggest problem of this. AI is only one aspect of a much more complicated agenda that's being played out here.
Well, you couple that with mRNA, and that's where we're headed, because it's all part of Trust the Science, is this mRNA, modified RNA. Nobody knows what this stuff can do, the graphene oxide, whether they can hit a kill switch. I mean, all of this stuff is potentially there. And, you know, folks, we need to wake up on this and just, you know, do what Darlene in Indiana, our farm girl, said, is just say no. Just say no to the whole thing. Understand, if you're connected to the Internet, a lot of us have to have it because this is how we communicate right now. The Internet may cease to exist at some point in time in the future, whether it's because we're in a level playing field, because God came back and all the electricity got eliminated from the earth. I mean, there's any number of things that could happen and put us all back in the dark ages. The bigger problem is that we need to put on the whole armor of God right now and be aware of what's going on. This is why, Robert, we'll have to have you back on the show as time progresses. And I'm looking forward to reading your books. UNICUSEditor@gmail.com. We're going to put that link on our email blast for those of you who get it, and you can email Robert if you have conversations. It's been wonderful. We're out of time for this segment. Robert Stanley, thank you so much. God bless you for the work you're doing, and he will be there. May his angels protect you every step of the way. In the name of your son, Yeshua, amen. Say amen, folks. We're out of time for this segment. We'll be back with Dr. Jerry Newcomb from D. James Kennedy Ministries after the break. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
It's after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. The Power Mall is now open. You make a donation, you get one of these $100 donation, get you a Joyce Riley commemorative coffee mug right here with the Constitution of the United States on there with Knowledge is Power. Got the Power Hour logo on the back, and it keeps us going, keeps shortwave going. It's really good. Good for the soul, makes you feel good. We just got off the phone with Robert Stanley talking about the dangers and the dark side of AI. And we even brought up the fact that the military is involved in this. It's bad enough now that the military is being decimated. I mean, middle class is being decimated. It's pretty crazy out there when they use a drag queen, Harpy Daniels, in recruiting. I mean, what do they think? We have a gay military now? It's okay for everybody to just... I mean, imagine sending our military into battle and everybody's dressed in drag. How's that going to work? I mean, we are substituting olive drab for olive drag. I mean, this is crazy. It's almost dehumanizing. You go train and you do all this stuff to become a Navy SEAL and do things in defense of our country, and then they use this? Serious woke problems. I mean, you know, Satan is at work. We've got Dr. Jerry Newcomb back on the show with us. Don't get to talk to you too much, Jerry Newcomb. He's the senior producer for D. James Kennedy Ministries and executive director of the Providence Forum. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Dave.
So at a time when China, Russia, they're growing more belligerent, our armed forces are focusing time. We've got NATO right now up in arms, and they want to bring Ukraine on board. And if they do that, Russia is threatened to come after us. You know, we're looking at a situation where if you profess to believe in God and you're a Christian, that all of a sudden now you're demonized and made fun of and even gone after for doing the right thing and walking in love? And I mean, what's this country turned into?
No, I agree. It's just amazing. I mean, the purpose of the military is to keep us safe and to defend us and so forth. It's not, the purpose is not to have these social experiments in ungodliness, quite frankly. You know, let me, I really know a lot about George Washington and the early founders and so forth. May I quote Mr. Washington or General Washington back in July 9 of 1775? Actually, this is a quote from July 4th, 1775. He said this, quote, "The general," meaning himself, so he spoke in the third person, "the general most earnestly requires and expects a due observance of those articles of war established for the government of the army which forbid profane cursing, swearing, and drunkenness. And in like manner, he requires and expects of all officers and soldiers not engaged in actual duty a punctual attendance on divine service to implore the blessing of heaven upon the means used for our safety and defense," end quote. Again, that's George Washington a year before July 4th of 1776. So he said that on July 4th, 1775. In other words, he wanted the military to be godly, to be righteous. He felt that since we were going up the strongest army and navy in the world at the time, which was virtual political suicide, but they thought this was the right thing to do under God and with God's help, they were able to prevail. But that was part of Washington's philosophy, was that we're not going to win this if we defy what God has said is right and wrong. And today, we're in a period of peace, or, you know, kind of a fragile peace, if you will, but we're in a time where we're not in active war with our military, and thank the Lord for that, because you're right, this is not working well for military preparedness. This is undermining it in a great way. And this is part of the reason, by the way, that these kinds of things are the reason that the enlistment and enrollment in the Army is just way down. They're not meeting their goals, and now they're even more aggressively reaching out to the transgender community and the gays and, you know, whatever. Just, it's unbelievable what's happened to the military. And as I say, it's a big, grand social experiment.
Well, the bigger problem is, you know, I remember when I was in during Vietnam, we would, you know, it's like, yes, drill sergeant, no, drill sergeant. I mean, that's a fairly standard term. But, you know, when you were spoken to by an officer, it's, sir, yes, sir. I mean, this is what we said. Or if it was a lady, we said, yes, ma'am. And now they want to take that away. I mean, yeah. You know, we can't really, you lose respect for your superior officers when all of a sudden you're commanded to say something that doesn't make sense. This to me doesn't
seem. That's very true. And quite frankly, you know, God made us male and female. That's the way he has made us. And there's this big lie being promoted through different sectors of the culture, and now, unfortunately, the military as well, that, oh, gender is fluid. If you're born a certain way, we don't know necessarily definitively whether you're a boy or a girl. And even if you are, you can change and so forth. And this is not true. That's not true biblically. And it's not true scientifically. And in fact, our bodies are filled with cells, and virtually all the cells have markers as to whether we are male or female. I mean, you can't argue with the chromosomes. Well, actually, you can, but it's to the detriment of everybody. And so we're in this grand social experiment, and it's just awful. And I tell you what's going to happen is a lot of lives are just going to be ruined. And then out of the aftermath of all that, a lot of these kids, for example, after they grow up and they have their operations and all this stuff, they'll look back and say, what were you doing? Why did you, you know, set me down on this path? You know, didn't we know scientifically that these things weren't so? And so we don't know yet, Dave, the negative impact of puberty blockers and psychotropic drugs. I mean, look what happened with that shooter about a month ago, where she shot up Christian kids in a school, and she shot up people associated with that school because she was filled with vile rage and hatred and so forth. Who knows that the drugs may have, you know, exacerbated that kind of problem. I'm not in any way excusing her, taking her off the hook, but I'm saying that drugs that are not tested and so forth, they could have all kinds of terrible problems. And then you have these kids that are getting mutilated, and they are having permanent damage under their bodies as they you know, basically embrace a fad, a phase that we're going through. There's a Wall Street Journal reporter, Abigail Shire, who wrote a book called Irreversible Damage. And she basically says, I'm a liberal, and some of my liberal friends have come out against me because I've written this book. But look at these poor kids. What are we doing to these kids? You know, they're getting, you know, their whole lives are being ruined because of this false idea. And that's exactly what it is. It's a false idea. And as I say, just within 5 to 10 years, people are going to look back and say, what were you thinking? And that they would impose this on the military? That's crazy.
Well, it is. And the thing is that the military now, for those of you who aren't aware, thanks to an executive order from President You-Know-Who with a mental acuity of office furniture, the military provides time off for active military to undergo sex change operations at taxpayer expense.
And those are expensive, too.
Oh, yeah, they are. If you've ever even were curious enough to figure this out, we're talking into the tens of thousands of dollars. Somebody can go out after they have facial feminization surgery and breasts put on and, you know, trying to become a he-she. And the next thing you know, I mean, there's only one place that these people are going to end up when they try to alter what God intended. It's not a pretty picture. And that's why you see the suicide rate of so many of these transgenders going through the roof. And they're sitting there trying to tell us that this is normal and we should accept it when the devil has gotten into their brain. I mean, this is part of what's happening to our military. It's lost its moral compass, don't you think?
Absolutely. And in fact, I think, you know, we should have compassion on these people that are so confused on the one hand. And on the other hand, we should be have this righteous anger for those who know should know better and are imposing on this. But I think, Dave, here's something all of us can learn from. Sweden is a very liberal country, and it's gone down this path, and you know, a lot more tolerant and all that kind of stuff towards all this transgender confusion and gender fluidity, et cetera. Okay, and what's ended up happening is they've allowed these different things to happen for years, and you cannot say, oh, well, that society is not tolerant of these transgenders and so forth that have gone down this route. And what's been the result? The result has been huge suicide rates of those who had all these different operations. And, you know, in other words, basically they have a psychological problem that they're trying to solve by, you know, mutilating their body or having their bodies mutilated by the medical establishment. And it doesn't work. It doesn't solve the problem. In fact, there was a gentleman that I've interviewed before named Walt Heyer, who went the full route back in the early 1980s. So he was kind of a pioneer in this. And he runs a website called Sex Change Regret. .org. And the whole point is that, you know, people turn to him all the time for help because he went down that route and he said, it just basically ruined my life. But out of the ashes, he became a born again Christian. God healed him and so forth. Now he's trying to help others, especially if they don't go down that route. But it's just awful to think that the agency that's there to keep us safe as a nation, that is the military, is not only going down this route, but they're even trying to recruit more to this type of, frankly, spiritual and mental insanity.
Well, and the other thing, too, that bothers me is what they're trying to do, Dr. Jerry, is, you know, you ask Thoroughly Modern Millie, that's what I call our Joint Chiefs of Staff. You know, Thoroughly Modern Millie is trying to understand white rage. And I'm like, dude, seriously, you guys are promoting this? I have no respect for this guy. I served, and now it's like, you know, we're supposed to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Well, looks like we got plenty of domestic enemies here. But see, they're looking at like what Pogo said, the enemy is us. This is the military looking at us, and the military, the other part of this equation is I really think that the military is being used and influenced and trained to turn against Americans. Isn't that what really what this is about?
Isn't that interesting? That makes sense. There are so many Americans today who turn against America. They've been force-fed all these stories about America and American history where they've essentially accentuated the negative and buried the good. There's a reason that to this very day, there are millions around the world who want to come to America to try and experiment or, experience what we often take for granted, which is the freedoms that we enjoy in this country. And those freedoms are a gift to us from our, ancestors who basically forged a country where we would have two basic things, self-rule under God. That is the essence of the American experiment in two phrases, self-rule under God. And it seems to me that the left is really trying to take its big guns and blast away both of those things, self-rule, in other words, make it all one big government that's run out of Washington, D.C., and we the people won't really have control over our lives. And then the second thing, under God. Well, they can't have that because, for example, take the issue of the transgender. It's like Tucker Carlson said, on a few occasions on his program when he was on Fox News, where he said that, in effect, these people that are embracing the transgender ideology, they're trying to play God. God has made us male or female, and they're trying to say, oh, I can become, this other sex, this other gender. And they don't become that. By the way, if somebody goes the full route, everything, they still don't become that other entity that they're claiming to be. They are still biologically male or biologically female, whatever they started out with. Now, there are some people who do have gender dysphoria before puberty. They have confusion and that kind of thing. What society is doing, though, is taking those more of the exceptions, and they're exacerbating that. By the way, the vast majority of those children that are struggling with gender dysphoria, they will grow out of it by the time of puberty unless somebody interferes, some adults and so forth. And social media is encouraging kids to question this, that, and the other. We see this in schools, and it's just, it's unbelievable what's happened. But, you said earlier, you mentioned Satan or the devil, and you're right. This is ultimately a diabolical thing. It's just kind of basically it's another example where the devil's trying to throw a monkey wrench into God's creation.
True. Gary in Pennsylvania, you're on the phone with Dr. Jerry Newcomb. Go ahead.
Yes, this is kind of related. I just wanted to dispense some important information of the system there and what we're being exposed to, which is definitely the mark of the beast manifesting itself in so many different ways. I just recently received, listened to your program by Dave Seltzer on the RFI dangers of exposure and the filters kits, to reduce the RFI.
Right, Dave Stetzer, yeah.
Yes, I used the meter provided for measuring the 50 KC coming through from. So we do have a digital pulse smart meter, which we had no choice. We had to take it. And the minute I plugged the meter into the AC wall outlet to measure the levels, the first, I could not believe what I was seeing on the meter. The first three numbers displayed on a meter was 666.
Oh my!
The display, I could not believe it. It just floored me. And then that remained that display for maybe a second or two, and then it disappeared off the meter display. And then the actual level of the 50 KC came through. For every receptacle that I plugged into the house to measure for 50 KC, the first three digits displayed was 666. 6. I just could not believe that.
Yeah, and that's something Dave Stetzer probably didn't even anticipate and probably didn't put into the device that's supposed to measure the cycles coming through your outlet. Wow, that's some pretty heavy stuff there, Gary. I appreciate you doing that. Now, I'm assuming that you bought enough of these Stetzerizers to plug in to balance the electric current in your house, and we appreciate you chiming into that. It's some pretty freaky stuff going on out there, but it wouldn't surprise me given the fact that, you know, in the latter days, technology will increase. And I mean, those people actually now, and I'm surprised that people who actually are living near or under power lines aren't sicker than they already are. I'm just wondering about EMF. And this is just another device as in the latter days that we're seeing all of this. The bigger problem in the war for the mind is not just these freaky occurrences that are out there, but, you know, when you have a government that is trying to portray itself as leadership by example, and they turn around and do the stuff that they're doing and penalizing Christianity and elevating deviant behavior, this is some pretty serious stuff, Dr. Jerry.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's... You know, you see all this violence that's happening partly because these liberal prosecutors that George Soros is funding, they are essentially punishing the good and then turning around and rewarding the bad, you know, with freedom and so forth. A lot of these crimes that are being committed, it's from repeat offenders, and these Soros-bought prosecutors are letting them go. In fact, I just read in the Bible today. Today's the 17th, so it was in Proverbs chapter 17. But it talks about how it's an abomination to the Lord to essentially let the criminal go and then to punish the righteous. You know, it's like, oh, okay, well, thanks a lot, George Soros. But I mean, you see this phenomenon even, you know, in our government. You see how the FBI has, you know, in some cases they've gone after people who are doing the right thing, and then meanwhile they're letting the criminals go. I mean, look at the example in the pro-life issue, okay, about a year ago. Somebody from within the Supreme Court, we still don't even know who, somebody released the early draft of the Dobbs decision to overturn right. Roe v. Wade, and it ended up causing, you know, all kinds of violent people and so forth on the left to engage in violence against churches, mostly Catholic churches, where there's been all kinds of different vandalism and so forth, but also pro-life pregnancy centers, including firebombing, you know, causing thousands and thousands, in one case I know of at least, in the Buffalo area, $300,000 worth of damage, so that these women in crisis couldn't receive this Christian help that this ministry was founding. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has not done a very good job in terms of diligently trying to find those guilty of these kinds of crimes related to these peaceful pro-life centers and the Catholic churches and evangelical churches that are pro-life, etc. And then, in the meantime, they've gone out and sent SWAT teams against peaceful pro-life protesters. I mean, it just shows you where their priorities are, and it's just really fouled up. So, you know, we have to get back to the basics, what the Bible says, and what, frankly, what a lot of our founders said way back when. But the Bible says in Proverbs 14, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And you know what? It doesn't matter how sophisticated we may get, Dave, with our technology, with, you know, whatever. We think we're so superior to earlier generations. You cannot violate the principles of God's word with impunity. In the long run, we will absolutely reap what we sow. And again, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
And this is the scary part, because there's a lot of people that think that we're living or at or near the tribulation period, and they haven't seen anything yet, because I have a feeling that things are going to get weirder as time goes on. Just like this thing with woke, and then you put a drag queen or a transgender on a beer can, and look what happened. I think that America is starting to get a conscience. I don't know, in your final thoughts here on the show as we're about to come to a close, what do you think about all this? You think that people are actually waking up and starting to put their foot down and say no to this stuff, or you think it's just going to get worse?
I think, okay, there's an eschatological question that you've asked here, and I think in the big picture, the Lord has made, in my opinion, he's made us aware that he's coming. He's made us aware there's going to be a lot of problems, you know, in the preceding the time of his coming. But we don't know when that is, and he's told us in the meantime, occupy until I come. So if Jesus comes, let's say a long time from now, there could yet be times of revival and true change and reformation transforming much of the society. Even when things were bad, God sent great revivals in times past. May he do it again, you know, until Jesus comes. And in the meantime, occupy until I come, said Jesus.
There you go. Dr. Jerry Newcomb, senior producer for D. James Kennedy Ministries, thank you so much for being with us on the show. ProvidenceForum.org, the website. DJamesKennedy.org, the website. We'll be back tomorrow with a Thursday edition here at the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless what's left of the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.